Hi, this is Cliff Zarin on computerweekly.com, where you can download and listen to interviews with leading experts on key topics of IT management and technology. My guest today is Shri Chen Go, Vice President of IT Infrastructure and Services at Shell Globally. Now, last week, Shell announced $4 billion worth of IT outsourcing contracts. It is one of the largest contracts to date, and it is quite unique. Let's find out why.
How long has this contract been put together? How long has it taken?
The entire process has been actually about a 2.5 year journey. We faced it in four phases. The first phase is what we call strategic intent, and it started off with a announcement to the broad organization in October of 2005. Signifying the kickoff of a study to look at the feasibility of sourcing a substantial part of IT infrastructure to a few selected suppliers. So we ended up with that first phase with agreement from the board and the executive committee that we do have a feasible business case here and that we have a clear intent now to outsource. We then move on to the next phase, phase two, which is commercial feasibility. And this again took us approximately a year. And it took us right up to the late part of March 2007, where we issued the RFP to eight suppliers. We went through the down selection part. And in phase three, and we concluded phase three with a final agreement from the board and the executive committee to award contracts to three selected suppliers. And as you have seen in the news, it is end user computing to EDS, mm-hmm. managed network services to AT&T, and hosting and storage to T-Systems. And that part actually concluded just March and March of this year. We are now into the final phase, which is the transition, and this is where we are working towards transition of services to the three suppliers by middle of this year.
Okay, let's go back 2.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now, why did Shell see the need for an outsourcing agreement of this type?
Yeah. We have, during the years prior, we have been looking and evolving the way we source services and activities, and we've done it in a combination of fashion. One is very localized, where we would award smaller contracts to smaller players. There is another aspect of the work that we would award to global suppliers. And in this case, we've offshored some work to suppliers in India. We've also done some captive offshoring where we've moved work to our IT infrastructure hub in Malaysia. As we take a step back and look at how we continually meet our business needs, our industry, the oil and gas industry, we have been seeing a huge amount of demand. We've also been, as we look at our industry, we've seen the need to more and more focus on adoption of technology to help us actually meet some of the business needs. First, for us to be able to meet the demands of the businesses and to be able to increase our bandwidth and capacity within IT, we found that we needed to leverage the market. We needed to find partners that we can work with to deliver some parts of the services. And with this, what we can do then is to focus the internal organization on activities that are essential to the competitive oil and gas business. The second area is there are some innovation that we want to drive. And what we want to do in driving those innovation is instead of doing them internally, we wanted to reach out into the market and again partner with these suppliers to help us really escalate and expedite our ability to adopt new emerging technologies that is out there in the market. The third one is access to resourcing, access to expertise. The talent crunch, I think it's one that most corporations are seeing. And what we want to do is to, again, be able to partner with these suppliers to allow us access to talents and to resources. What is also important to us is the financial gains that we would want to see from this transaction.
Can you tell me about those financial expectations?
I can't go into the details. All I can say is we started off with an idea of what we can achieve, and we're pleased that we can achieve that target. But I'm afraid I cannot go into the details, as this is comparatively and commercially sensitive.
Now, you've got three large suppliers who are working together.
Yes.
Hopefully collaborating to provide Shell with a service.
Yes.
What have you put in place to ensure that they do work together and they are able to deliver a service to Shell that is, you know, you don't have to deal with these individual suppliers, but you can deal with an integrated service?
Yeah, I think what we have done is, if you look at how the awards of the contract, we have three major bundles that we have awarded to three suppliers. On top of that, one of the elements, and I understand that this is something new as well that we are doing in the industry, is we have a bundle of work called Operations Integrator, and this is very much focused on the day-to-day work of really managing service across the wide infrastructure that has been sourced out, as well as sourced internally. What we have done is engaged EDS for this work. So EDS has taken on the role of operations integrator. And what we have also requested for EDS to do is for them to pull the suppliers. And the suppliers, there are some work that we have retained within Shell, and we would look at this group working together with the other three suppliers as well in this operations integrator setup. So EDS will pull these service providers together to ensure that on a day-to-day basis, the services are managed in accordance to service level agreement.
Do you also have a sort of management committee within Shell that looks at the individual relationships to make sure that, say, AT&T and T-Systems and EDS have contracts directly with you, so that they're meeting your SLAs? It is a contract that's been managed by EDS. So do you look to make sure that the companies are actually collaborating?
Yeah. Let me be clear on one thing. The award of these three bundle of works to the three suppliers, the contracts are transacted directly with Shell. So there is a perception that perhaps EDS is the main contractor, and I just want to state that that's not the case. The three suppliers work directly with Shell, and EDS plays the operation integrator role. You have another question around the management structure, and this is the governance that we will set up to manage the contract. There are multiple layers here. At the executive level, we will form a partnership governance where we have Shell and the three suppliers sitting in that board, and this will actually oversee the contract. On a day-to-day basis, we have established supplier management roles, and there will be one role within Shell that will interact directly with each of these suppliers. Within the governance structure as well, the suppliers, these are the three suppliers, including the internal service provider, will actually form a governance as well. And this will look at the day-to-day operations, and this is the venue. This is the what you call management structure that will ensure that the partnership is working well.
the transition is taking place over the next few months, is that right?
Yeah, it is.
So from July, what will be happening?
Yeah, so right now the transition is happening, and what we're doing is working actively to put the retained or the new IT infrastructure organization in place. We're looking to get the terms and conditions for people transfer are now very close to being finalized. So the next few months is really getting that clarity at an individual level on what specific terms and conditions are. Although people have been informed of this particular program, the broad organization, since October of 2005, it is now that we're able to get clear on the details of the individual terms and conditions. We're also getting clear on some of the additional activities that we have to put in place, like request to pay and all those, so that we can start up July 1st. After July 1st, what we fully expect is a three-month period where the suppliers will start to onboard individuals, so start to onboard the services and begin to take responsibility for the services that has been sourced out. I think internally as well, what we would need to do is build the new skills that are required to operate under this environment, and all those are actually work that is in progress.
Thank you for listening, and please join me again on www.computerweekly.com/podcasts.